From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm your host, Wendy Nordquist, here with an hour of fine music. Tonight, it's all about Cole Porter. Cole Porter, born on June 9th, 1891, 128 years ago today in Indiana, and what a musical force he was. Right now we're hearing Blossom Dearie at the piano. We'll hear from Cole himself, Irving Aronson, Artie Shaw, Roy Rogers, David Byrne, Frank Sinatra, Dolly Parton, Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, Blossom Dearie again, Mel Torme, the McGarrigle Sisters, Linda Ronstadt, Sergio Mendez, and more. And very fitting that Cole's birthday falls on the Tony Awards day this year, as so much of his music was destined for the stage. Down in the depths of the 90th floor is the song bringing us in. Blossom Dearie, 1955. We'll hear a recording from 1934 of Cole, just Cole singing at the piano with one of his most well-known songs, You're the Top.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always abound it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
You're an O'Neill drama, you're Whistler's mama, you're Camembert. You're Repose, you're Inferno's Dante, you're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the baby grand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop, but if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. From the 1934 musical Anything Goes, and it spawned hundreds of parodies with the rhyming lyric scheme over the years. We'll turn back to 1928 next. Here is Irving Aronson and his Commanders with Let's Misbehave.
That's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw and his orchestra from 1938 with probably the most famous version of Begin the Beguine, a very popular song written by Cole Porter in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, somewhere between Indonesia, Kalabali, Indonesia, and Fiji in 1935. And the song was introduced in a Broadway musical titled Jubilee in 1935, but it didn't take off in the popular world until after Artie got his hands on it. And before Let's Misbehave, we heard, or before Begin the Beguine, we heard Let's Misbehave with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, 1928. Song written by Cole in 1927, intended for the lead actress in the show, his first major show titled Paris. But a different song was substituted, but it went on to have a great life of its own. Well, up next, a song based on a poem by someone else. I'll find his name in a moment, but there have been many iterations of this song. We'll hear a couple different versions of Don't Fence Me In. Here is Roy Rogers.
While Cat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side, and when that sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. In. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
David Byrne with his Brazilian-tinged version of Cole Porter's song, Don't Fence Me In, from a tribute album called, it was called Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter. Came out in 1990, and David performed it on his 2004 tour. And we heard Roy Rogers with a version of Don't Fence Me In. Roy first performed it in the 1944 film Hollywood Canteen. But many folks heard it for the first time when Kate Smith introduced it on her radio show in 1944. And there followed a movie titled Don't Fence Me In, and Roy Rogers sang it once again. The lyrics, in part from a poem by Bob Fletcher, who was an engineer with the Department of Highways in Montana, Helena, Montana. And he eventually got credit for his part in that song. Well, up next, a classic from Frank Sinatra, 1954. I Get a Kick Out of You. And we'll follow with a more contemporary version.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick. You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you.
Thank you. kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some people go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Still I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. Oh, I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Still I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick out of you.
Dolly Parton, from her album Little Sparrow, 2001, I Get a Kick Out of You, and Frank Sinatra's version from 1954. Up next, here is Ella Fitzgerald.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize that I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the fall.
it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Because my love is near.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are, while I give to you and you give to me true love, so on and on it'll always be. Have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever. For you and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever true. Love forever
Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly as they introduced True Love, the song, in the film High Society in 1956. It was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song that year, and it was a very popular hit in the U.S. and the U.K. And we also heard from Ella Fitzgerald with I Love Paris from the Cole Porter Songbook, a two-disc album, which was the first release from the newly formed Verve Records in 1956. And Ella was commonly known as a jazz performer then, and Verve wanted her to broaden her appeal, which they did by starting the series of these songbook recordings. Up next, we'll hear once again from Blossom Dearie at the piano and singing this time with Give Him the Ooh La La.
Say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, and you want your man to come through, give him the ooh la la. When your car is asked to stop by a handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. The ooh la la. The ooh la la. You'd better be like Tallulah. Don't be a fooler. Give him the ooh la la.
Night is young, the skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It is delightful, it is delicious, it's the lovely. I can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. Hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's still lovely. Time marches on and soon it's plain, you've won my heart and I've lost my brain. It is delightful, it's delicious, and it's still lovely. Life seems sweet, so we decide, it's in the bag to get unified. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. See the crowd at the church, see that proud parson plopped in his perch. Get the sweet beat of that organ pealing our doom. Here goes the groom, boom, how they cheer, how they smile, as we go galloping down the aisle. It's divine, dear, it's divine, dear, it's the wunderbar, it's the victory, it's the volop, it's the winner, it's the voix, it's the lovely. The knot is tied, so we take a few hours out to eat wedding cake. It is delightful, it is delicious, it is the lovely. It feels feels fine to be a bride. How's the groom? Will he slightly fried? It's delightful, delicious, it's lovely. To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plane till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls. Niagara Falls, all's well, my love and life's complete. And what a beautiful bridal suite. It's de Rousey, it's de Remy, it's de Rhapsody, it's de Reverie, it's de Royal, it's de Regal, it's de Ritz, it's de Lovely, it's de Lovely, it's de Lovely. Shibby dibby 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 dibby.
Since the moment when first, like a rocket, you burst in my hitherto tranquil skies, I am startled to find I am not colorblind when I view. Therefore, please do not take me to task if the following favor I ask. Allez-vous-en, monsieur. Allez-vous-en. I have no time for you today. Do be a dear, just disappear, monsieur. Bid me farewell, do. Allez-vous-en, please go away, monsieur. Please do not take me to task if the following favor I ask. Allez-vous-en, monsieur. Allez-vous-en, go away. Allez-vous-en. I have no time for you today. Do be a dear, just disappear, monsieur. Bid me farewell, do. Allez-vous-en, please go away, monsieur.
The McGarrigle Sisters, French-Canadian, with Allez-vous-en, from the 1953 musical Can-Can, and recorded by Kate and Anna in 1998. We also heard from Mel Torme doing De Lovely, which first appeared in the 1936 musical Red, Hot, and Blue, introduced by Ethel Merman and Bob Hope. And it was used again in the musical Anything Goes. And Cole Porter started his musical life early, began playing guitar at the age of 6, and was playing piano at age 8, had written a first song at age 10, which his mother enjoyed so much she had it published in Chicago, and started his Broadway show career in 1916. On the anniversary of his birth today, let's hear another Cole composition from Linda Ronstadt.
The farce was ended, the curtain drawn, and I at least pretended that love was dead and gone. But now from now, as before, to take my heart and break my heart once more. Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. I'd retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees. Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down.
From Linda Ronstadt's final studio album, came out in 2004, going back to the standards as she had done in the 1980s, this time featuring a jazz backup group. Get out of town. Well, next we'll hear from Sergio Mendez with a fine version of Cole Porter's Night and Day.
No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you.
Night and day, why is it so?
spoon. Ooh. In the silence of my lonely room, I think of you.
In a jam, here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
And if you're ever up a tree, just phone to me.
Yes, sirree. If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget. Ours will still be great. A loddle, doddle, doddle, chuck, chuck, chuck.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A lot of hip, hip, hip.
If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
A loddle, 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 woof, woof, woof. Hep, hep, hep. A chuck, chuck, chuck. A dig, dig, dig. Good evening, friends.
Judy Garland and Johnny Mercer with Friendship from 1940. Leaving you with one final song, Cole Porter and Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks with Anything Goes.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock, since the Puritans got the shock, when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today. Any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna's then in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any brain you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Fine Tune. I'm Wendy Nordquist. Thanks so much. Hope you'll tune in next week.